نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى، and he's the only one worthy of praise. I thank him, I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him, and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation, an addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And today, which is Tuesday, the 4th of August 1998, which is equivalent to the 12th of Rabi' al-Akhar for the year 1419 after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this will be our third class after the first 20. That means the 23rd class. The 23. And inshallah, today we have a new chapter still under the same subject of As-Salah. And for those who using the book Bulugh al-Maram, the attainment of the objective, we're dealing today with chapter number 8, and this will be page number 120. Our class concerning today, inshallah, sujood as-sahw wa ghayri. We dealing today with sujood as-sahw. Sujood is a plural for the term sajda. The sujood is more than one sajda, and there is a different type of sujood. And sujood is the action, the verb, which mean to prostrate. That mean you put your forehead, your nose, your palms, your knees, and your toes on the ground for the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a part of worship. There is sujood which we do it during the salah is part of the prayer itself. Like when you make salat al-zuhr, salat al-asr, end of the salah, each raka'ah has two sajda. Okay? And there is sujood which we do it out of the salah. And this is what we're supposed to be talking about today, the different types of sujood, additional to the sujood in the salah, in the prayer itself. Some of this sujood is the sujood of tilawah, prostration for recitation of the Quran. It's called sujood at tilawa, that when you make tilawa, recitation of the Quran, in certain sections, certain times, you're going to prostrate. This is called sujood at tilawa. And there is sujood for sahu. Sahu means to forget. To forget and to make a correction as a result of your forgetfulness, you're going to have to prostrate. And there is a sujood that the Muslim will perform it to show her his gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we call this sujood ash-shukr, prostration of being grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is kind of sujood, and this is what we about to discuss today inshallah. The chapter say sujood as-sahu and others and other matters. So specifically it's talking about the prostration for being forgetting, due out of forgetfulness in the salah. And when he talks about others, he's talking about the sujood as that you prostrate as a result of reciting certain verses in the Quran, and others which is the sujood that you do it as a result of receiving good news, or that show your thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as receiving a new blessings and a new gift. First of all, we're going to be dealing with sujood as-sahu. And in this chapter, chapter number 8, page number 120, we found the first hadith which reported by Abdullah ibn Buhayna radiyallahu ta'ala an the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salla bihim al-zuhra قام في الركعتين الأوليين ولم يجلس فقام الناس معه حتى إذا قضى الصلاة وانتظر الناس تسليمه كبر وهو جالس وسجد سجدتين قبل أن يسلم ثم سلم أخرجه السبعة وهذا لفظ البخاري وفي رواية لمسلم يكبر في كل سجدة وهو جالس وسجد الناس معه مكان ما نسي من الجلوس. This حديث number 262. This حديث in the collection of الإمام البخاري رحمة الله عليه and Muslim and Abu Dawood والترمذي والنسائي. This version that we're dealing with is the version of Imam al-Bukhari. The second version right away after it, that is the version of Imam Muslim. يُكَبِّرُ فِي كُلِّ سَجْدَةٍ وَهُوَ جَالِسٌ وَيَسْجُدُ النَّاسُ مَعَهُ مَكَانَ مَا نَسِيَ مِنَ الْجُلُوسِ. This is the way how it came in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayh. Narrated Abdullah ibn Buhayna that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam led them in the Zuhr prayer, and when he stood up at the end of the first two, and when he stood up at the end of the first two rak'at and did not sit, the people stood up with him. When he finished the salah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people expected him to do the taslim. He uttered the takbir while sitting and made two prostrations before saying the taslim. That means assalamu alaikum. Then he uttered the taslim salutation. Reported by Sab'a, and this is the Bukhari's version and the version of Muslim, which is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam uttered the takbir for each prostration while sitting, and the people prostrated with him to make up for the sitting, he had forgotten. So this hadith is telling us that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he led the Sahaba in Salat al-Zuhr, and instead of sitting after the second rak'ah to make the tashahud, he stood up. He didn't sit. He forgot. And he stood up straight. And the Sahaba also stood up following the Imam. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished his salah, and he was about to make taslim, and everybody was waiting for him to ending the salah by saying assalamu alaikum, he didn't do so. But he went to perform two sajda, two prostration, while he was sitting, saying Allahu Akbar for each one, and he prostrate. Allahu Akbar, he sits. Allahu Akbar, prostrate. Allahu Akbar, he sits. And after this, he made the taslim and he ended his salah. So this hadith shows us the correction. First, that the Imam forgot, which is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here there are the duties of the followers to follow the Imam in the Salah, even if he make a mistake. And we going to understand from other ahadith that the duty of the followers to remind the Imam by saying Subhanallah. And if the women are present in the Salah, they will remind the Imam by clapping. Okay? By clapping, and this will show the Imam that he made a mistake. But in this kind of mistake, when you forget the first tashahud, you don't sit. Okay? even if somebody remind you, if you closer to the standing of position, you should go ahead and go to the third rak'ah. If you closer to the ground and somebody remind you, you sit. Okay? Does anybody understand what I'm saying? Okay. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stood up straight after the second rak'ah. He didn't sit for making the tashahud. And the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, they follow him. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat for the last tashahud, they were expecting him to finish the salah by saying assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. But he didn't do so. He went to perform what? Two additional prostration. And this is what we're talking about today. This was a correction for whatever mistake that he did, and after this he finishes the salah. The next hadith, which hadith is 263, page 121 from the book Bulugh al-Maram. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إحدى صلاتي العشي ركعتين ثم سلم ثم قام إلى خشبة في مقدم المسجد فوضع يده عليها وفي القوم أبو بكر وعمر فهابا أن يكلماه وخرج سرعان الناس فقالوا أقصرت الصلاة ورجل يدعوه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذي اليدين فقال يا رسول الله أنسيت أم قصرت الصلاة فقال لم أنس ولم تقصر قال بلى قد نسيت فصلى ركعتين ثم سلم ثم كبر فسجد مثل سجوده أو أطول ثم رفع رأسه فكبر ثم وضع رأسه فكبر فسجد مثل سجوده أو أطول ثم رفع رأسه وكبر. متفق عليه. This hadith which reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. Hadith number 263. This hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as the collection of Imam Muslim and others. And the hadith is authentic, reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, radiallahu anhu. And that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one of the two salah of al-ashi, which is salat al-zuhr, or salat al-asr, which is four rak'at, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead of praying four rak'at, he did what? He prayed two rak'at. And he finished the salah with the taslim. And after this he stood up and he went putting his hand in a piece of tree that was there in the masjid, okay? Like somebody was thinking about something or he worry about something, and he's standing there. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq as well as Umar, may Allah be pleased with them all, they were there, and they were out of respect to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they afraid to discuss what happened with him. And people in general, the general body of the believers, they ran out of the musalla in rush, okay? And among the people was a man whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him Dhul Yadain, okay? One of his two hands or his hand used to be long. So they call him Dhul Yadain, the man with the two hands, okay? He said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, messenger of Allah, did you forget or the salah been shortened? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, I didn't forget and the salah is not been shortened. So he said, indeed you forgot. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went back to the position of the salah and he laid whosoever there in two raka'at, and after this he finished the salah with taslim. And after this he said Allahu Akbar and he made sujood, similar to the sujood that he did before in the salah or longer. And after this he rose up from the prostration and he said Allahu Akbar and he said, and after this he said Allahu Akbar and he prostrated again, and similar to the sujood before or longer. And after this he said Allahu Akbar and he sat again. This hadith is muttafaq alayh, is the highest degree of authenticity. Okay, so this hadith, it shows us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how the sahaba in general, that they respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and sometimes they stay away from debating or discussing certain issues with him out of respect. Okay, secondly, that this was time of abrogation and changing and things like this, because it's still time of wahi, time of revelation. As long as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is still alive, things can be changed, okay, from two raka'at to four raka'at, or when you travel the salah will be shortened, or maybe things will be abrogated. Also, this shows us that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a human being, and the sahaba understood this, and a part of the nature of a human being to forget. Okay, so this man, he said there is two possibilities, that the Prophet ﷺ forgot, or there is command from Allah that the law been shortened. So when the Prophet ﷺ told him, no, I didn't forget, so man now he has no other choice except to tell him, O Prophet of Allah, you forgot. Now this discussion between the Imam and the follower out of the salah, it didn't spoil the salah, because with a discussion for the benefit of the salah, okay, although that some people already even walk, and Zul Yadayn is talking with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but this kind of talking in the salah or out of the salah, it didn't spoil the salah, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complete the salah. He didn't make the salah over. He didn't make the salah over because he talked, okay? Although the talking was not any kind of recitation of the Quran. He said, is the salah shortened? Did you forgot? And the Prophet ﷺ said, no, I didn't forgot. But these things didn't spoil the salah for him to go and build over the first two raka'at. So immediately the Prophet ﷺ went and performed what is missing, which is what? Two raka'at. And after he complete the salah, now he making the correction by what? By making prostration of sujood sahw. So when something missing from the salah, number one, you need to bring up, to come up with what is missing. And after this, he makes the correction by what? By prostrating, two prostration, which we call it what? Sujood as-sahu, the prostration of forgetfulness. وفي رواية لمسلم صلاة العصر. In another narration by Imam Muslim, that this was what? Was Salat al-Asr. Okay, And the narration of Abu Dawood with a slight difference said, "Asadaqa Zul Yadain," that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked the rest of the companions that remaining in the masjid, "Is what Zul Yadain saying is true?" So it was not only discussion between the Prophet and Zul Yadain only, was even discussion between the rest of the Sahaba. Okay? So the rest of the Sahaba, they wave or they knock their heads up and down, that mean yes, okay? And in another narration, which also in the Bukhari and Muslim, came that they said, that means they spoke, they talk, they said, that you did not make four rak'at. In another narration, وَلَمْ يَسْجُدْ حَتَّى يَقَّنَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى ذَلِكَ, that means that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he did not prostrate till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him certain about that he had forgot. Okay? So all this narration came with different addition, with a different information, but basically all of them shows that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had forgotten in his salah being part of a human being, and this alhamdulillah was a way and means for us to learn how a person should correct his mistake when he make a mistake or forgot in the salah. Hadith number 264, page 123, وعن عمران بن حسين وعن عمران بن حسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى بهم فسهى فسجد سجدتين ثم تشهد ثم سلم, رواه أبو داود والترمذي وحسنه والحاكم وصححه. This hadith, we are not going to give any explanation over it because the hadith is shadh. Okay, this hadith is shadh, that mean it's part of the categories of weak hadith, okay? And since the hadith has this weakness in it, we don't need to really deal with it, period, or go in any explanation. The next hadith, hadith number 265, وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا شك أحدكم في صلاته فلم يدري كم صلى أثلاثا أم أربعة فليطرح الشك وليبني على ما استيقن ثم يسجد سجدتين قبل أن يسلم, فإن كان صلى خمسة شفعنا له صلاته, وإن صلى تماما كانت ترغيما للشيطان, رواه مسلم. This hadith, which in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayh, in chapter of the Masajid, the mosques, reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying what the meaning is, when one of you is in doubt about his prayer and does not know how many he has performed, how many rak'at, three or four, he should cast aside his doubt and base his prayer on what he is sure of, then perform two prostrations before taslim. If he has prayed five rak'ah, they mean a pronoun referring to the two sajda, will make his salah an even number for him. And if he has prayed exactly for they, that means the two sajda of sahu, will be humiliation for the devil. Okay, so what we learn from this hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that when a person making his salah and this condition overcome him, he started out and did a pray 3 rak'at or 4 rak'at and keep debating it. Okay, he's as example making salat al-zuhr, and now he came in a condition he doesn't know is it 3 or 4, or maybe he doesn't know if it's 2 rak'at or 3 rak'at, or he doesn't know if this is the first rak'at or the second rak'at. Okay, the doubt can take place at any time during the salah. So now he have to try to think, exercise your ability and try to think, like as example, what surah did I read in the first rak'ah? Did I pray 1 rak'ah or 2 rak'at? In the first rak'ah I maybe said this dua, and the second rak'ah I didn't say any. So somehow he tried to see if he can come to some kind of conclusion to see how many he prayed. So if he can come to this conclusion, now he performed his salah, regular prayer. So now I come to, yes, I said ikhlas in the first rak'ah and nas in the second rak'ah, and after this made a tashahud, so this is the third rak'ah now. Okay, so I am now in the third rak'ah. So what he's supposed to do now, he will go and make 1 rak'ah more, and this is 4 rak'ah. But if he kept debating this issue and he could not reach any kind of realization or come to a conclusion, is it the third rak'ah or the second rak'ah, now he will count on the smallest number. Now I don't know if it's the second or the third, and I could not reach to decision, so I count this to be what? The second. So that means consider it less and go and finish your salah and make 2 sajdat after this. So that means a possibility that he had made 5 rak'at, or that he made 4 rak'at. Okay, if he made 4 rak'at, so your salah alhamdulillah as it's supposed to be. Okay, and if he pray 5 rak'at, so your sujood of sahu will come to make this 5, make it like 6 rak'at, and now you even your salah, and your salah still perfect, is good. So if he made it 4, okay, you made it 4, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said if your salah is completed, that he made the correct numbers, this will be a humiliation for the shaitan, that he didn't get a chance to play with your mind. But in the other case, you made 5 rak'at, so now you made 2 sajda, and this will be considered your salah as if they are 6 rak'ah. You didn't lose anything, you even the numbers of the prayer, and is still your salah acceptable. And in this case, what you have to do, he said ثُمَّ يَسْجُدْ سَجْدَتَيْن قَبْلَ أَنْ يُسَلِّمْ, let him prostrate 2 prostration before he make his taslim. So now I am in my last rak'ah. Okay? And I sat down for the tashahud and say attahiyyatu lillah wa salawatu wa tayyibat. And after this I finish. Okay? Now instead of saying assalamu alaikum, I will say Allahu Akbar and go back again and make a prostration. Allahu Akbar, and I sit. And Allahu Akbar, I prostrate again. Allahu Akbar, and I sat again. And after this, Assalamu Alaikum Rahmatullah. Assalamu Alaikum Rahmatullah. Understood? Okay. Hadith number 266 in page 124. Narrated by Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, قال صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما سلم قيل له يا رسول الله أحدث في الصلاة شيء؟ قال وما ذاك؟ قالوا صليت كذا وكذا. قال فثنى رجليه واستقبل القبلة فسجد سجدتين ثم سلم ثم أقبل علينا بوجهه فقال إنه لو حدث في الصلاة شيء أنبأتكم به ولكن إنما أنا بشر مثلكم أنسى كما تنسون فإذا نسيت فذكروني وإذا شك أحدكم في صلاته فليتحرى الصواب فليتم عليه ثم ليسجد سجدتين. This hadith, which is in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima, narrated by Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the Sahaba in the Salah. And after he made Taslim, he finished his Salah, he Taslim out. They told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, did something happen in the Salah? He said, why? What's this? They told him, you pray such and such. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he folded his legs, that means he went back again to the position of the Salah, and he faced the Qibla and he prostrated two sajda. And after this he made taslim, he taslim out. And after this he came and he admonished the Sahaba, he talked to them, he told them, if something happened, that means any change, any abrogation, any shortening happened to the prayer, I will inform you. I'm not going to wait, but I am a human being like you, and I will forget like you forget. Okay, being a human being, I'll forget. So when I forget, remind me. Okay, this is the job of the community, to remind the imam. Is not anybody perfect. So the job of the believers to remind the imam when he make a mistakes, and something that you know, this is halal, this is haram, this is right, this is wrong, you don't wait, but you remind. So he said, so when I forget, remind me. So if the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself, he say, I am a human being who forget. So that means any one of us will forget. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling the Sahaba to remind him. So who is me or you not to be reminded? Okay? So all of us need correction, and all of us need reminder. And it is the job of the rest of the community to remind the leader or the imam when he make a mistake. Because when you was the limits of Allah, what right was wrong. So when the Imam make a mistake, that we need to remind him. And after this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he informs it, that when one of you is in doubt concerning his salah, let him try to make his mind, let him try to remember to see which one is right to build on it, and he will build over what he is more sure, and after this he will prostrate to sajda. Understood? وفي رواية للبخاري فليتم ثم يسلم ثم يسجد. In the narration of al-Bukhari, let him complete the prayer, make the addition, make the correction, whatever missing, okay? First complete the prayer. After this, make taslim, taslim out, finish the salah. After this, prostrate, okay? A narration of Abi Dawood and Ahmad and al-Nisa'i, the hadith which reported by Abdullah ibn Ja'far marfu'an, man shakka fi salati falyasjud sajdatayn ba'da ma yusallim. The rest of the narration which came with the version of Ahmad and Abu Dawood and Nisa'i and Ibn Khuzaima, Imam Sheikh Al-Albani Hafizahullah said this narration is weak. So it's sufficient for us that the first narration, which number 266, and the one in Bukhari and Muslim. So the one is say in the end of the page number 124, it said in the version of Ahmad, Abu Dawood and An-Nisa'i by Abdullah ibn Ja'far, whosoever doubts about his salah prayer should make two prostration after the taslim. Okay, this Sheikh Nasir al-Din al-Albani said this addition is weak. Hadith number 267, page 125, عن المغيرة ابن شعبة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا شك أحدكم فقام في الركعتين فاستتم قائما فليمضي ولا يعود وليسجد سجدتين فإن لم يستتم قائما فليجلس ولا سهو عليه. رواه أبو داود وابن ماجة والدارقطني واللفظ له بسند ضعيف. This narration, which number 267, no any explanation. The only comment about it, that this hadith is weak, and this is the reason that I'm not dealing with it, okay? But this was according the takhrij that he found in Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah and Daraqutni, okay? But Sheikh Al-Albani rahmatullahi alayhi, he said in the سلسلة الأحاديث الصحيحة that this hadith is authentic, which hadith number 267, okay, you found in the book, is saying reported by Abu Dawood, page 125, in the end of the hadith 267, reported by Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, and Ad-Darqutni, whose version is with a weak sanad. Okay? But as I said, this hadith, as I explained before, in the beginning of the class, if a person in Salat al-Maghrib, as example, or Salat al-Zuhr, or al-Asr, and he forgot to make the first tashahud, to sit after the second raka'ah, to sit at-tahiyyatu lillah, wa-salawat wa-tayyibat. So if you lift your hands and your knees lift to the floor already, and you're closer to the standing up position, don't go back again. Okay? But if you're closer to the floor, sit, if you've been reminded, and make the tashahud, and there is no need for prostration. Okay? So if you did not make the second tashahud, and you already closer to the standing position than the sitting position, and the people behind you, they start to say, Subhanallah, what you supposed to do? Stay standing up, go ahead, recite the Fatiha, and make complete your Salah. Okay? And after you finish your Salah, and you make your Tashahud, you said what? Allahu Akbar, and you go for two sajda of sahu, and after this you make taslim. Understood? Okay. The hadith is saying, Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying what the meaning is, when one of you doubts and stands at the end of the two raka'ah. Okay? As I said, it can be Dhuhr, or Asr, or Maghrib. If he remembers, while having stood up, he should continue and should not return to the sitting position. And he should make two prostrations. But if he did not stand up straight, he should sit down, and there is no forgetfulness, that means no need for prostration. Hadith 268, وعن عمر رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس على من خلف الإمام سهو فإن سهى الإمام فعليه وعلى من خلفه. رواه البزار والبيهقي بسند ضعيف. It's hadith number 268, page 125, classified in the book as well as what I have here in other books to be weak. So we go to hadith number 269, page 126. وعن ثوبان رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لكل سهو سجدتان بعدما يسلم. رواه أبو داود وابن ماجه بسند ضعيف.